Hello and welcome to the Dublin Arsenal podcast on Monday, August the 18th. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On the show tonight, I'm joined by regular pundits Eamon Donnelly and by young gunner Conor McCarthy to review and analyse yesterday's 1-0 away victory at Old Trafford. Remember to check out our show on Spotify and also on the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel from this week. So sit back and enjoy the show. As I said in my intro, and as always, I'm joined by, first of all, a lifelong gunner in the retro skit tonight. Eamon Donnelly, how are you?
Evening, Jonathan. Evening, Conla. Well, do me notes there. How do you know when you're running out of invisible ink? I don't know. I can't work that one out. But then, look, I'm good. I was in the club yesterday, and it was a cracking day. There was over 250 people in there, you know.
Yeah, it's an incredible turnout. I was looking at the video stuck up by Martin and Derek. Yeah, look, it was a great turnout for day one of the season. Yeah.
Before you bring in Conor, just in case I forget, lads, I just want to say a huge thank you to Paul, Derek, and Jacko for doing the membership cards yesterday, right up to kickoff. You know, they're there to watch the game as well. But it was like it was like the Stations of the Cross in the 1970s. There was a big, you know. Maybe following Arsenal is the Stations of the Cross. Anyway, look. We'll chat in a minute.
I'd just like to thank everyone for listening to our fourth show last Thursday, which went out on Spotify, our season preview and our Man United preview as well. It went down really well. We got a lot of viewers for that one, so thanks to everyone that's listening to us. I'm also joined by Conor McCarthy. Great to have you back on for our fourth show of the 25-26 season. Are you keeping well, Conor?
Yeah, fantastic. I've been busy enough now, and yeah, I was working. See, I did a double header in Clane, so I could only listen to it on the radio. But
Yeah.
yeah, I managed to made sure I could listen to as much as I could. And you know, when you beat United, any day's a good day when you beat United. So
I'm going to
yeah,
get
great.
before we start a confirmation of yesterday's scoring by Graham Alexander. Gordon is on a takeover. Eamon, what was the score line?
Barclays League Division 1. Manchester United nil, Arsenal 1.
That was nothing like Radio 5 Live, eh, Minister? Top, isn't
Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum. Okay.
For all our English listeners, you know that as a sports report. But as of yesterday, of course, straight into the review, 1-0 against Manchester United at Old Trafford. Ricardo Calafiori after 13 minutes. There were starts for new signings for Victor Gyökeres, Martin Zubimendi, and Nani Madueke came on in the second half. Also for United, their new signings got a good run out, and Weah-Mo, Cunha and Sesko came on for them. In terms of the action, Rice's in-swinging corner was met by Calafiori to back post. Our little bollocks of Saliba done a great job on Bayinder. A lot of pundits were calling this a foul, and it was. I think it was just one of those corners. It was such a good delivery, and look, every team does it. So, I thought it was great. From Calafiori at the back post. Dorgu had a strike from the right wing that went off at Raya's left hand post. Cunha made a powerful run from midfield, which he ran out with steam. I thought Saliba's backtracking cut the angle on him, and his shot was weak in the end, but was well saved by Raya. In the 38 minutes, Cunha had a low strike saved by Raya at his left hand post. He just got down well to palm it away. In the second half, Mbeumo had an overhead kick that just went wide of Rice's right hand post. There was another chance in the 73rd minute for United. Dorgu's cross from the left wing was met by Mbeumo with a downward header, but Raya somehow sprang to his left hand post to push it away. What a save. My man of the match, by the way, David Raya. Yes, we thought he was absolutely outstanding. And then, with a few minutes to go in the 89 minutes, Saliba made a vital block on Cunha, who was ready to backheel it. But I think Raya would have saved it. But Roy, as I said, had a brilliant game. Gyökeres looked a bit leggy, you know, but being his debut, there's a long way to go with him for the team to get used to him and for him to get used to, you know, our style of play. So I wouldn't be too, you know, worried about that. But I thought United looked a lot fitter than last season. They looked really up for it. I thought Mbeumo, Cunha in particular, gave us a lot of problems. With Caligiuri raiding down the wing, it left a lot of space for Mbeumo, in terms of United's counter attacking, they kind of exploited that. That's how United looked a lot more up for it than us, and probably a draw, hand on heart, but I wouldn't have been surprised, to be honest, if United had snuck it 2-1. I don't know, come to yourself, Eamon. That was 1-0 to the Arsenal. I'll take that every time if we went there at Old Trafford to get that type of result. But I thought we really ground out that result, and it showed in yesterday's seasons we probably lost that, with that amount of pressure they're coming on us. But what was your take of yesterday's game, Eamon?
I'll try and get through this quickly. So first of all, there's a number of times we've gone up there, played a lot better, and not won. I can think of 21, 22 when Smith Rowe put us ahead and we ended up somehow losing the game 3-2 when we were way better than them. We were way better than them last season in a one-all draw. So you're right. Going up there and getting a win against a United team, by the way, that are much. I said on the preview they were going to be a much different animal than they were last year. They have players who want to play for the club. They have a system. That manager needs to be given time. And I'll tell you what, all of the top teams are going to find it hard to get points there. So from that point of view, it was a great outcome. You're also right about finding the blend and familiarisation. To me, Gyökeres looked a bit clumpy. But so did Olivier Giroud when he arrived. It takes a while for not only for him to get used to us, for us to get used to him. There were a number of occasions with United's high line when Gyökeres was standing on the shoulder. We don't normally play through that. We normally play around it. And there was opportunities to play him in. So that's a work in progress. I think Havertz will be used for the bigger games anyway. I think Gyökeres will be used as a sledgehammer to try and put away teams that we don't always put away. I think Havertz will be used in the bigger games. I understand Havertz had a bit of a knock, and probably I think he would have started otherwise. On the goal, there's no way that's a foul. I mean, if you read the edict, they said they were going to clamp down on pushing and shoving in the box, and it actually cited players who used their arms to impede da da da. Saliba stood with his arms down. He just backed in using no arms. He was like something out of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh, I'll have it! I'll have it! Whoop! When the young man gets the arms chopped off, but it was brilliant. He didn't use his arms, but he still managed to strike the goalkeeper into a mistake. I think you're right. I think Zubimendi occupies different spaces than what we're used to. He's a bit further away from the back four. There was a pocket of space in there. And they went over us quite a lot. They went over us a lot. And also, you're right about when Calafiori pushed on, but Villarreal did this to us in pre-season. They went down that right-hand side. And by the way, that's I saw Crystal Palace doing it in the Community Shield as well. That is a tactic now that's been coming into the Premier League. There's a lot longer stuff going on. And get the ball up into open space. So we're going to have to. We're going to have to, be on our game, and make sure that we don't get caught with that. So they went over us. I know that people say they dominated the game. I don't think that we weren't up for it. I just don't think we were very good. I don't think our combinations were particularly good. I think we had chances to make combinations that we took the wrong option. I think we worked very hard. I think we were up for it. In fact, if you look at some of the challenges that went in, we stood up to it
Were
because
tasty,
they
weren't
were
they?
getting a lot of decisions. They were getting a lot of decisions and we stood up to it, but Declan couldn't get into the game at all. Declan was on the edge of the game. And when he's on the edge of the game, we're just off it a bit. I think Zubimendi was tidy. But Odegaard worked really well. Odegaard got a bit of criticism for making wrong choices, but he worked really, really, really hard. And I thought if anything was gonna happen, it was gonna be from him. Saka and Martinelli had games to forget. Martinelli was terrible. Saka wasn't much better. And that's unusual for him. And also, I thought we soaked up the pressure well enough. They only really had three chances. One was a long range effort that hit the post. I don't really count that as a chance. I count that as a piece of opportunism. I mean, it was a good strike. The Raya save from Cunha was brilliant.
It was.
and then the header. But we had three clear-cut chances as well. It was the goal. What did please me was that even though they were mounting up the pressure on us, what did please me was that we created two brilliant chances in the last 5 minutes. One that I really liked, where Saka went over on the left and Madueke inverted into the right-hand side. A better ball from Saka. Madueke puts that in. We're 2-0 up. And then there was an amazing block on Saka. It looked as if he shanked it up into the crowd, but he didn't. That was going into the net, where Odegaard found him with a beautiful. But that all came from Kai Havertz. Kai Havertz was brilliant when he came on yesterday. He was absolutely brilliant, right? He looked as if he came on to sacrifice himself to make sure we saw the game out. And he conned everybody. He looked as if he was running towards the corner flag to dilly-dally. Then he spins around and finds Odegaard with a beautiful pass who found Saka. I was delighted with that. So look, as I said, it takes a while to get your rhythm. We didn't have a good rhythm. We didn't play well, but we stuck at it. Our combinations will get better. I think Arteta hinted at that. I mean, what Arteta said, I thought was very, very realistic. He said we didn't have a rhythm. He said, but we made mistakes we shouldn't have made. But our willingness to recover from those mistakes saw us out of trouble. And I think that's a good summing up. The thing I didn't like, this nonsense now of having Martin Odegaard on an interview at half time. I think it's shocking. I mean, players need to be left alone, but unfortunately, when you get a 6.7 billion TV deal, and then we're all saying sign this body, that body, and the other body for 100 million, there's a flip side cost to that, and one of them is American style intrusion by cameras. But look, overall, a great result, not a great performance, but we dug it out, and maybe last season, I think we probably got more luck in one game yesterday than we got in the entire season. But I wouldn't say, just, and I'll finish on this, I wouldn't say that we were blessed to win that game. I mean, there were three clear-cut chances on the three good chances on each side. But we did have to soak it up a bit. But hey, you know, how many teams have soaked those up at Emirates and come away with results and so on and so forth? So very happy with it. And we move on to the next game. That's my take on things.
Yeah, just briefly before bringing Conley in, Eamon, just briefly, United's goalkeeper Bajinder, he was shaky at the best of times, and we saw that from the corner kick that led to the goal. I think with him being, with his confidence probably a bit low at that stage, do you think we should have tested Bajinder about a bit more, tried a few more, maybe long shots from this, it does look shaky, doesn't he, that
We
keeper?
did, but we did. Unfortunately, Declan, I thought he was playing for the British and Irish Lions. I think he put one up in the Rose Red. Odegaard had a bit of a stinger, and Martinelli had a great chance to really test him. And the goalkeeper should have been blown up for picking up a back pass. It was that weak, you know. Look, it's a forgettable game, other than a memorable result. We've only won six times there in the Premier League era, so
Yeah.
six times in 24 outings, like, you know,
Yeah,
that's
and all one, mostly
yeah.
all 1-0 to the Arsenal as well. So yeah, there goes now. Great to have you on again, Conor. I know you've been waiting on the bench a while there, pal.
No,
1-0. It was a really important victory, I think, at Conor, considering Man City won 4-0 the day before against Wolves and Liverpool on Friday night. Got
here we go.
1-2. What was your take on the match yesterday, Conley, in your analysis?
Well, I think Eamon did cover a lot. I think it was pretty much a smash and grab as you could think. But, you know, this is a different Man United from last year. You know, this isn't relegation form United. They're up and coming. I'd say they're kind of in a more rebuild similar to how we kind of rebuilt, that they'll keep building up over the years. I think with giving Amorim more time. I think in general, we never really played great. You know, I think United played a lot better, but it's not if you deserve to or not. It's if you're good enough, you'll win it. And we have to be good enough, even when we're not at our best, to get 3 points on the board. That's something we showed very well. I think our defence was very resilient. You know, Eamon pointed to how we soaked up a lot of the pressure. I think we did that very well. And if we want to, and if we want to win the league this year, if we want to win silverware, we have to be good enough to go to these games without playing particularly well and winning them. If it's a 1-0, 2-0 smash and grab, doesn't matter. 3 points, 3 points. If we want to go about winning things this year, so I think. I'd agree with you, John. Raya was man of the match, made some incredible saves. Think a worry, maybe a worry for me, maybe would be in our play. Are we too systematic, and are we not giving players a bit of freedom? But it's something to kind of sit back and observe for the next couple of games, and then put a proper analysis on afterwards. And I think we were reminded that, just because we signed Gyökeres, that, all of our problems aren't just magically solved. There's still a lot to do. But in general, I think we did what we needed to do to go out there with the win. We didn't do that enough last season. And, I think it was good to just go there, and in the end, a win's a win. So you can't really complain. And at least then, it'll be good to it'll show us as well, kind of how far United have fallen a bit. That against an off-form Arsenal team, they couldn't really score. But that's testament to how resilient and how defined our defence was, and how great of a performance Raya gave. So positives and negatives to take out of it, but there's definitely learning points to move on from, which I think Arteta kind of recognised with the with his post-match interview. So positives and negatives, but think for certain games in the year, that performance definitely won't be good enough. But in the end, we did what we needed to do to go out there with a win. It wasn't pretty, but as I said, win's a win. We need to win dirty if we are to win something this year. So, and we did that very well.
There's two things Conor said there which are very interesting. Well, a lot of things, but two I picked up on. One is the are we too systematic? I think Arteta himself has said we need to be a bit more chaotic and unpredictable. But you need to we bought in players to be able to do that, right? But it's gonna take a while for that to happen. So the tendency while you're walking on the training ground to make yourself a bit more chaotic, right, is to stick to your convention and what you know best. So I'd say that's a work in progress, but that's why I loved so much near the end when Saka turned up on the left-hand side, completely on the left-hand side, and puts a ball across the box and Madueke's on the other side. That's being chaotic. That's being unpredictable. I like that. And I think that will come. And the second thing is of note, what Arteta said in his interview was that the players in the dressing room were disappointed. I like that,
And
because they
Arteta
knew they
says,
didn't perform that well,
he says he knows, he says you could see in all the players from yesterday, he says there's more to come from these players, he says, there's something different than the last two seasons, coming second.
Yeah, I think it was kind of probably the players knew themselves that more work needed to be done almost. It was something that Arteta didn't really have to tell them. They knew themselves that they could perform a lot better. That kind of way.
Well, what he actually said was that the players themselves knew that they hadn't met the standards in possession of the ball that you would expect, but that in mitigation to that, they worked a job and a half to make up for the mistakes that they made, and that's what won us the
Yeah.
game. And I think that's a fair assessment,
Definitely, I think Arteta was very realistic with his post-match interview. He didn't shy away from what needed. He didn't shy away from kind of the mistakes and what we did wrong, but he also touched on our mentality, especially at the back. So
And
that
he's
was
still
very
beautiful.
important.
See that haircut yesterday? You wouldn't have picked it up on the radio, Conley, but he's just I was asked, is Mickey dyeing his hair? I said, he's just beautiful, if you don't look your by the nice measures, you don't win that game. He's top
Conley, Victor Gyökeres was our big signing, of course, for £64 million. Did a performance, I know we're only a game in, did a performance of Gyökeres worry you at all?
Well,
Are we
From what I.
is he getting used to our system, and is he?
Well, from what I heard on the radio, I believe that Jokeres never really clicked into gear. Suppose, it is his first actual like proper Premier League game. It was only pre-season, and those aren't really, those are just you throw
Okay.
in all your experiments in pre-season, see how they work. This is proper test, and as we said, this was against a very different Man United team, a much more improved Man United team from last season. So I think we both touched on that it'll take a while, maybe take a little bit for Gyökeres to get used to it. But he definitely has the qualities. He is very physical, and he is a great finisher. I think, as you said, I think he needs to get used to the system, and we need to get used to his strengths as well. And eventually it'll click, but we have to be. But it might be similar to Havertz 2 years ago, where it might need him a little bit to settle before it gets going. But I'm sure with the players around him and with the training there, Arteta's gotten some, I'm sure that at some stage he'll click into gear. So I think we just need a bit of patience with him, a bit of patience with Madueke as well. I'm sure they'll find their feet soon enough. So,
Yeah,
just listen to what you're
you're
saying
certainly
there.
aiming. Certainly aiming. Just a quick question to you towards Gyökeres. Do you think a lot of our goals will come from either wing for Gyökeres, knowing his physical strength? Will he get? I think he'll get a lot ahead of goals. Do you think that's where most
He
of our
doesn't get a
goals?
lot ahead of goals, Jonathan.
Sorry.
He doesn't get a lot ahead of goals.
Do you think that could be a strength though for him this season?
No.
With the deliveries from.
No. Jonathan, he doesn't get a lot ahead of goals. Whatever, out of the 97 goals he got, it's something like only six of them were headers. So, I mean,
You think it's his physicality, certainly, will be his biggest strength,
He
upsetting
knows how
defenders?
to finish. Well,
Yeah.
just the point I'd make about Gyökeres yesterday was when I played the game at reasonably decent level, some days you knew it was going well for you. And the days it wasn't going so well for you, you ask yourself a question, and the question you ask yourself is, can I work hard enough just to get through the game, right? And you look for the same from your teammates. And I wouldn't fault them there. Things weren't going particularly well, but on either side of Martinelli and Saka were having nightmares, right? And there's one thing I spotted in Gyökeres yesterday. We were under real pressure about half an hour into the game, and a ball came up to him. And what he did was, he wangled his way in. I don't know what way he did it, to win a free kick, which took a humongous amount of pressure off us. They're the type of signs you look for. So when it's not all gone razzle dazzle, is he doing the basics? Is he working hard? I was pleased with that,
Yeah, it's when you're not kind of going, when your things are not going hard well for you, it's the excuse to work harder. And as you said, just do the basics right. As long as you do the basics right, that's because the mainstay thing is the basics of the game. That hasn't changed. Doesn't matter what system you put in, you can't do anything without the basics. So, I think you're touching a great point there, Eamon.
Look, I think because we saw him scoring in the Emirates Cup last weekend, we were expecting probably him to score yesterday. But United kind of surprised me yesterday. They definitely looked a lot better, just looking at Mason Mount. Just after checking a few pounds, they all looked like they're. He
Well,
used the.
you're not
I know
listening to
what I'm
me on
saying.
the preview
He
show,
used
no.
they used the wings a lot yesterday against us, didn't they? They thought they could get down the sides of us. That's the dog you sent in. He kind of used dog you a lot down that side, didn't they? To get at us.
Didn't they try getting Bremer Moore into the game after Calafiori got the yellow card, or?
Yeah, they did
Yeah.
actually. They tried to exploit that a lot.
I just think that's a tactic a lot of teams are going to use in a lot of games, not just against us.
Do you
I
think,
saw
Eamon, we might have to, tighten back on our marauding fullbacks going forward?
because you see, it's risk and reward. The
Yeah.
idea is for us to score more goals than we did. So you can't have it every way. You can't be more. I said this on the season preview. You can't decide that you want to be more chaotic and unpredictable, but not take risks. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
You've got to set yourself up in a different way. Like, if you
Yeah.
want to become conventional and defensive and not concede those spaces, you're not going to create as many chances up the other end. Simple, you know?
How impressed was you, Eamon, just looking at some of the papers there today in terms of the ratings that our own players got? Zubimendi got 7, 7, 8. Were you impressed with Zubimendi from what you saw of him? Do you think he'd be that?
I thought he had a tidy game. He gave some nice passes through the lines. But you have to remember, like, this was him now plunging into an ice bath. Like, this was his first experience of Premier League football. He's very good at getting out of trouble. I've no doubts about him whatsoever, you know.
Yeah, he's a very, as you says, he turned out Liverpool for it. So if everyone listened to him, and he was always because he was always coming to the Arsenal.
Always going to be Arsenal. Apologies.
We were on about Conlon
You're right.
in our preview show. Eamon's really excited about the prospect of Nani Madueke, and this we were just discussing it. I don't know if you were listening to our show. That the 5,000 fans that petitioned against him joined the club, which was ridiculous, I thought. But do you think Nani Madueke is going to be a big help to, taking the workload off Bukayo Saka, do you think, over the season, Conlon?
Well, one of the big things last year was we needed backup for Saka, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
So
yeah.
that's why big reason Madueke was brought in, I think, because last year, Saka had a brilliant season last season, yes, but we were too reliant on him, and it was quick. Teams quickly copped onto that. So, another threat on the wing was badly needed, especially with Martinelli not reaching those heights. That we probably expected. But again, just like Gyökeres, it'll take a bit of time and then we'll kind of really see from there. I think those 5,000 fans were probably thinking, is this another player that we've got from the Chelsea bin? Because it's happened a lot of times. But I think we have to give him a bit of time. We do have to, because he is that he was thrown right in. New club, new setup, so he was brought in for
Yeah,
a
but just on
reason,
that,
and we'll just
if
have to see
Saka
what
gives him a
happens.
better ball, if Saka gives him a better ball near the end and he touches it in, should we be all saying, here's the answer to Oliver? Like, it takes 3 months for a new signing. And whether we like that or whether we don't, that's the fact. And as I said on the preview show last week, if we'd have judged Kai Havertz on the first 3 months, we'd have sent him packing. But he's turned out to be an
Exactly.
exceptional player, you know?
Exactly. Like he's been like, and that's once he settled in,
Yeah.
because with the with everything around him. So yeah, we definitely need to give them a bit of time, and I'm sure that'll Gyökeres will follow as well, once he settles.
Yeah. Who are you most excited about of all the signings, Conlon, that we made? Who do you think will really set us apart, from our nearest challengers like City and Liverpool? Do you think Gyökeres is the one? Aside from the huge fee we paid, do you think he's kind of the answer to our 15-20 goal a season? No.
I wouldn't say he's the answer, but I would say he's a major improvement to that forward line, because he isn't going to slot in and solve all of our problems. You know what I mean?
You
I
think the likes of
think.
Zubimendi, he's going to be an influential part in the midfield, isn't he? For
Yeah, I think.
creativity and
I'm sure Zubimendi will slot in. He did show signs of that the other day, so. I think he'll be grand. The most questions I think would be, and the more most concerns would I say, would probably be Madueke, because again he's come from Chelsea. We don't know, and we need that support for Saka so much that is he going to live up to it? So I think the most question marks are around Madueke. And I think we're all in agreement that, we we need to give more time to these fellas before we can properly assess. The best example, Eamon touched on was Havertz of that. So, yeah, so I
Just
think
on
he ever give
Havertz,
them.
we're talking about like is Quaker the answer? No one player is the answer. It's a
Exactly.
contradictory thing. Like Zubimendi to me is the most important of those, right? Because Partey and Jorginho are gone. We had to reshape our central midfield, and he's a real ball player, right? So to me, he's the most important, but he's only part of a jigsaw. But if you just go back and is he the question I think you asked was, will he, be the 15, 20 goal striker? Kai Havertz would have scored 25 goals last year if he didn't miss half the season. He was on 15 in January.
But you do agree to aim, and we did need another striker alongside
No, we
Havertz
need
last
another striker because if one gets injured. But what I'm saying about people say, well, Kai Havertz won't get you 20 goals a season. He was on 15 in January when he got cropped.
It was an incredible amount of goals which actually showed. Do you think as
And
well, sorry, Conor.
sorry, and not only that, Havertz is great for setting up others as well, for creating space, for making those runs in,
And
to, you know.
he has bulked up. The Conley name here says that with Kai Havertz, he has bulked up, hasn't he? Myself and Eamon referred to that against the Bilbao for that third goal. The pace he had to get away from that Bilbao defender and the way he sat at home, I saw just another side of how hungry Kai Havertz is. He's got himself in great shape. He's come back. He was out, what wasn't it, February? The Man City game was pretty much his last game, really, and he's come back probably, I think, another level. It's incredible.
Like,
Clear to
is Havertz the greatest? Is Havertz the greatest finisher? No, but what he is great at is those runs in behind, that creating space, and it's what we've touched on, really. So.
100% come. Do you think, Eamon, I know we're only one game in, do you think it was vital after seeing Liverpool and City both winning on the Friday and Saturday that we won yesterday?
I think it's incredible that we're even talking about Liverpool and City after one game. I really do. I really do.
But it
I
is
mean,
vital, Eamon, that we don't play cat business.
no, Jonathan, like you see, it's vital because you'll be in meltdown had we lost yesterday. And no, this is all like there was a lot of pressure on our players yesterday. They didn't live up to their billing, their own high standards, but they got the job done. Now, of course, it's important. Every 3 points is important, but it's not important because Liverpool won and Man City won. It's important because the idea is to get as many points on the board as possible and get more than everybody else. So, of course, it's important. But being upset with what they did on week one, they are both of those teams, right? Have to. Liverpool were pretty poor on Friday, right?
Bournemouth exposed.
And Man City were brilliant going forward, but Wolves could have had a hatful as well. So, those teams are still working themselves out as well. I think it's wrong. It's wrong to start doing this, we're 1 point behind, we're 2 points behind. We've got to turn around at Christmas in contention for the title.
Exactly. Like we can't focus on everyone else too much at all. Like we have to look at ourselves and continue to keep improving ourselves first, I think. 'Cause what we showed against United was the mentality's there, the desire's there. And if you're going to win league titles, if you're going to put points on the boards, then you need to win these games without
Absolutely.
playing at your best. You need to dig out results, and that's what we showed. So there's positive signs definitely from.
Just for the record, before we finish, I'm going to say my man of the match yesterday was Saliba.
And I don't come to yourself, Conor. You took the words right out of my mouth, Eamon.
Well, if you were
Yeah,
listening, he
it's
already picked Raya.
Oh, I was actually, I mean, I
I'd
was
have to
coming
say
to man of
Saliba had a great game too, but
Yeah.
I'd have to stick with Raya.
Yeah. I'd just like to thank, before we finish up, my pundits for tonight, another good show to start ourselves off. Thanks to Conor McCarthy. Thanks, Paul, for coming on, and to Eamon Donnelly. We have our show up on Spotify and the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel, and we'll have our preview show later on in the week for Leeds United at home against ourselves on Saturday at 5:30. Like, comment, and subscribe. Thanks for listening, and until our next show, keep the faith.